first one is a preview of a regulation that we will come back. This is disciplinary action, suspension, and expulsion. This is the guidance that we have in legislation for suspension and expulsion K-2, and it went into effect July 1, 2017, but regs are not due until May of 2018. So it's just a preview. We are coming back to you in December with regs.
Okay, so this was a statute, and we have to promulgate regs underneath of the new statute.
That's correct.
And so we will get them. Okay, thank you.
Can second I ask one, a question?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Unless you're continuing with this.
I'm done with that one.
The document that we were given that looks like a lengthy regulation, which references beginning of the school year 2014-15, what is it? The attached document that is a looks like a current regulation.
That is the
one that says disciplinary action at the top. It came along with the cover memo.
Is that just current regulation?
That's probably current regulation. That's just the current. So you can see what's current. We have changed nothing at this point. We're going to do a committee. So that's where the reg is. So it's the current regulation. I think we gave you the legislation and the current reg.
Yes, so it's this regulation is what you're going to be amending, fixing, changing?
Yes.
In order to conform to the new legislation?
Correct.
Okay, other question. The new legislation, as I read it, appears to apply only to Baltimore City. Can that be right?
No. It applies to all of our local school systems, and it is for grades K to 2. Specifically, where are you seeing Baltimore City?
I am on...
Point me in the... What page?
I am on the second page of Senate Bill 8651, an act concerning public schools, suspensions, and expulsions.
Correct.
At the top, the under article, education, except as provided in such and such, a student in the Baltimore City school system may be transferred to the center if the student, I don't know what the center is, I don't know why it applies to Baltimore City, I don't know what I'm looking at, frankly.
That's probably is that existing statute?
Yeah.
Then where's the amendment?
So I think the crossouts are anything
that's
changing.
No, you don't have any crossouts yet. So we've established. I'm sorry.
The amendment
is all caps and bold.
Preschool kids is on page 5.
So this
in the bold.
In the bold.
Yes.
It's at the back.
That's what this regulation needs to address. This is the
page 5. Right.
Okay, I see where you are with the bold. So this is an amendment to a statute which, so the previous stuff which is not bolded is the current law.
Yes, and they amended the current law to include now the reference to 7-305.1.
Okay.
Which is on page 5.
I see where that is. So I should ignore the current law where it refers to just Baltimore City and some center and so forth. Okay. You understand why this is not transparently clear?
That's the way of the world when we deal with legislation.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. We've been focused on the legislation, so we've only been looking at the bold. Are you good?
I just started at the beginning.
Well, good. Yeah, that's
true. You went above and beyond.
Above and beyond.
All right. Thank you, Beth.